This is 107.7, and as mentioned before, I've got our guest is in studio with me right now, and she is a ball of energy, sprankelende glimlach, personality as well. En ek het geskrik toe ek sien hier stap sy dit in. Ek het nie dat ek ken nie. Ek ken mos niemand nie, man. Ek is like an
who's die mense?
But I've got to say, a strong, capable woman. If you a mother, a single mother of a 24-year-old daughter, dan moet jy baie haar op jou tannie. Dat is die belangrikste. And yes, so ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and I hope I'm going to say her name and pronounce her name correctly. It's Yolanda Wagner. Yes, how's it going? Welcome.
Good, and you
I'm lekker, man. It's a must keep it lekker. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Paul. Welcome to Mzansi. Ek sien, hy maak video's, ek gaan my net dit so hou hier. Laat het like of ek iets op my kop het. So, welcome to Paul, welcome to the show, how's it?
Thank you for having me, man. It's good. Hi.
Welcome back to Paul.
Ja, of so iets, man.
Welkom terug. Ons gaan nie brei nie.
Ek het vergeet, jy is een beetje baie warmer as het woester is, but okay.
Oh, is it cool, that's it?
Yes, it's very melting here, melting pot.
Is it okay,
nie? It's nice to be back.
We normally say when you come here, you need to prepare yourself. No, bring your sunblock, bring your sonhoedere en goedere.
I can almost say that Wooster and Paul can battle each other with regards to temperature.
No, we're always gonna win.
Yeah, nee, thank you so
much. No, we win with everything.
Ons het sauce wat het julle.
No, we win with everything. Julle het net Wooster se sauce.
Nee, ons het nie.
We have
Because
I need to stop at the start at the top.
Okay.
We've got the best radio presenters. Gotta say that. Yeah, that's on the top of the list. Yes.
I plead the fifth.
Yes. We've got award winning actors.
I plead the fifth.
Clint Brunk. We've got award winning R&B singers. We've got four World Cup winning rugby players.
Okay, you win.
But Wooster beats us because they've got an Olympian.
Yes, we do. No? We do.
We've got an Olympian, and she is.
She's still very young.
And she will once again be in the Olympics.
Amen.
Again. And she will bring a medal back. Yes. I am saying that now because that will happen.
And she is utterly humble.
Yes. Utterly yes. And also, we have KWB. We have Nita Bogvines. We have. My master
can
going?
Can I stop? Okay, you win. Thank you.
There we go. Yes. But I love Wooster. And the morning is bigger than ours. Yeah, it is. Yes.
The morning is.
Well, no, the mall is bigger than ours.
Ons gang is groter as julle.
Hulle gang is langer. It's a bietjie langer. Man, sy kan verdwaal in Oosene. I was once there and I was like, yours are nice.
Mm.
Nice. Kopeer hom ook toe, man.
I probably got lost in Paul Mall.
You see? There we go. As daar my straight is, sy moet langs draai en dan straight
aan. That's why I only went to Woolworths. Pick and Pay and Spa, but it's by the entrance.
and gotta say, next week I'm broadcasting from Paul Mall anyway, because of you know why? Because the firefighters is gonna be there, and it is a firefighter for gonna be. I'm gonna I can nuts but
I just wanna know why KFC is so far from your mall, because like.
No, because you need to have a picnic. That's
yeah,
why.
Because the thing is, now you have your shopping and your stuff, and then you go to KFC, you know. And as half and half come and says, we have been more than we have for a hunger, man.
No, they need that. They must now be na the food court to gaan.
No,
it's strategic planning. It's perfect. But also see, I'm cost operating, but the mag me buy hunger. You know, so say for my mas, tell for us. Tell us who are you? What you all about? Who's the singer now? I'm gonna say all of a sudden just coming out, boom here. Yeah, thank you, ma'am.
Mm.
So who are we talking to? Is it just high school supervisor, teacher? Are you just your normal housewife?
I'm first and foremost, I'm a mom, specifically because my son is autistic, so I decided to take that venture.
You're just not just a mom, you're a super mom now.
Yes, I'm, like he says, mommy, I've got superpower, so yes, I am a super mom. And then, as you said, I don't have Grace yet, but she also keeps me on my toes. Other than that, I'm a very vibrant, like to talk to people, you know, that type of vibe. Come so, kokiwa, drakki.
Yes, and got so much love
as
well.
Yes, I'm like that. And yeah, so that's just who I am. And yeah, I tend to not, you know, linger in the negativities of my life. I try to prosper of late.
Yeah, but that is it. If you linger in that negativity, you're going to break yourself down.
Yeah.
And you're going to look for excuses all the time.
Yes, exactly. So I try to treat people the way that I want to be treated. And that's basically why I'm still friends with the people in Paul that I'm friends with. Ik ga niet de namen noemen, want dan gaan we stories met jou in ons.
In nooit
en nooit. En
nooit en nieuwe voor een ook. Yes. I don't know. People just say, but he's okay. Moet niet met mij praten. Los mij uit. Los mij uit.
Oh my word.
Praat zo'n toe.
Like, how do you guys come for this dude? Like, seriously.
Yo, you make me feel bad now, man.
No, ik love your energy.
So what were you doing here in Paul?
I used to work in Bakweni Mall. I used to be the manager of a cell phone shop.
Is it the organizer by the phone for the sticker?
So yeah, that's what I did, and then I moved back to just before COVID. Back home.
Okay, so how long were you here? And were you in music at the time, or were you just like, no, I'm humbling myself. You and your daughter obviously stayed here.
I stayed here with my son alone. My daughter was in Worcester at the time because she was in school on that side, doing high school. And I just moved here with my son. Was like basically a few months, a year, 2 years. Moved back when he was 2 years old, yeah.
So you didn't know at the time he was autistic or...
Not at the time, yes. He was diagnosed at 5. It's because we had struggles with him talking. Like, I always used to, my family always say, why is your son talking gibberish? Because he was always like... And for some reason, I understood what he was saying.
Super bombs.
Yes. And later on, when he went to preschool and stuff, the teacher said, but I think we need to, you know,
just have him look at him.
Yes,
have
him looked at. And then we started with the speech therapy, and it went to the OT. And then she said, symptoms, yes, but I can't say for sure. And then he went through other tests, and we found out that he had autism.
Okay, so with all of that, I want to know, how did you cope? Because at the end of the day, it's all about you and right now. And when did the music start? So how did you cope with... I'm saying, okay, now I'm a mom of two. I've got a beautiful daughter that is doing well at school, and I've got a young, super, because they are very intelligent.
Very intelligent.
Very intelligent youngster with autism. How did you personally? When you got the news, what's been through your mind? And were you doing music at that time?
At the time, I wasn't, because I did put my music journey on hold because of being a mom. I tend to put my kids in front of everything.
Obviously.
You know, because that's how you were taught.
Yes.
You put your family comes first, and then whatever your dreams and aspirations are, you know, do that after. So, when Brandon was... What, 5? Yes, I went back into the industry, and I also went back into my circle of friends that are actually very autistic, and they started encouraging me and saying, but Yolanda, come back, man. I know you have this that you have to deal with, and also psychologically it also helped me, you know, to better myself. So I then entered the Atika Fiecrecinto mentor program, and they helped me to not just be a better human, but to, you know, just say that, or just like, let me know it's okay to put yourself first.
And sound like the article for you, Casindo, what I've picked up is most of the artists, it's almost like family. And then the support is there for each other.
Yep, support is there for each other. So basically we...
So he's also part of the
Yes, he was last year.
Okay, and Shabby's also was from that side.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the day, the year for somewhere
okay, we told. If you're wondering what the heck is going on, was it a spook or some news? I'm kidding. Son-in-law is in studio with us. Listen, and I've made that now clear. The son-in-law, so it's a vrouw. Marriage isn't how can I put it? Yes. And when you love somebody, you need to express that immediately and say, you know what? Let's grow together in that.
So yes, you are correct when you state that Ati Cafe is like a family, because we only want betterment for each other.
Yes.
So we try to just whatever attributes you can contribute to a person, we'll try to just invest in that way.
So my question is, are you guys like, can say, okay, Yolanda, I'm going to put you with somebody, you guys mean to each other, you guys, if you struggle with something, pick up the phone. Is it something like that?
Yes, I can phone anyone. I can pick up the phone now and go to Wayden Johannes and say, call him and say, bruh.
Yeah.
Kom net nader asseblief.
Ek sukkel hierso.
Yes, asseblief, just do that. And you know, and not just that, they even you know, pick up the phone and they call you, or they send you a message or whatnot. Like yesterday when the song was released, I got so many messages and
no of night.
Yeah.
Yesterday. I wanna get into that. How? Okay, because I've got it lined up. Tell me the process of No of Night. How, what went into the song? Is it you? Is it talking about your life?
It does. It does speak of my life. Like I previously mentioned, when I entered the mentor program, you have mentors that basically focus on you as a person, and they try to develop skills within you to say that, you know, you're not really just here to be educated in your music and the production of music or anything business-wise regarding music. We are first going to focus on you as a person.
Yes.
And then they speak to you, and I almost always like to say it's like a psychological investigation that they basically go through. And you have Pat Vekers, what he did. So basically on one of the sessions I had this discussion with Jared Morkel, that's also one of the mentors there, and he just specifically, this one sentence is like, Yolanda, if you don't start, you know, putting yourself first and attending to the needs that you have, you're never gonna start.
Yeah, you never.
And that just stuck with me, and then I went out. By the way, we were there for a week, no? So I had to start the Monday already, start working on this specific song that was gonna be the song that you perform at the end of the program. And we had to perform the Friday. I wrote the song the Thursday night.
Okay, so it's not going to be a one-hit one, definitely not.
No, it's no. So, yeah, that's how I did. And I, in that moment, just realized that what everyone is saying is true. It's like, I can be a friend to everybody, and I can be of service to everybody, but I'm not necessarily of service or a friend to myself. So that is where it came in.
All right, let's get into the song. As No of Nooit, here is it. She spoke about it. It was written on a Thursday night. Dropped last night. As No of Nooit. And it's what I want to draw. For the man from the king. And yourself as the cream. And for all for any fraud.
Bye.
Love it, man. If you just joined me now, this is Mzansi. It's on 107.7. And I've got nobody but a special woman in studio with me right now, Yolanda Wachter. And I call a woman with so much struggles, so much love for themselves, for family. You're special. That is the one thing that it is. There's nobody can take that away from you.
Thank you so much for saying that. And yes, no one can.
Yeah, you're going to put your tears in my eyes now. All right. Okay, we are getting ready for...
Oh, my word.
Yeah. For that, I need to figure out because I somehow mixed up everything here for myself. I must have wanted to call Brett. No, help me.
You're your party.
Okay, you know what? We just need to figure it out.
How
we go? Yeah. All right. So I've got a music challenge ready for you, and this is how it works. Okay, I play a snippet of a song, and you need to figure out and finish the lyric. So this is lyric challenge right now. Okay. So if I play, let's say for example, I'm gonna just grab a song quickly. Yeah.
Ik heb het gevoel ik ga alles verkeerd.
Don't worry about it. So for instance, I do this. All right, I play this song. Ooh, no, sprang in the wrong thing. No, this is not the song. This is not one of the songs. No.
Look over there in the distance.
Yeah, and then you need to finish.
I would have absolutely no clue.
That's Karen Korke with Amriri.
Ja, geef me maar nul, juffrouw. That's fine.
All right, anyway. So, what kind of music are you into?
Mostly neo-soul, R&B, jazzy vibes.
Okay, maybe it's going to work.
Very gewa oldies.
Okay,
know,
maybe it's going to work. Here we go. Here's our first clip.
Supposed to be here. I've tried the love thing for the last time.
Here we go. No. Well done with that one. That's Deborah Morgan. Here's number two.
Love never felt so good.
Yes, that's 2 out of 2. Never felt so good. All right, okay, 2 out of 2 thus far. Here we go, number 3.
I don't care if I'm right or wrong. And then I live my life the way I feel, no matter what.
I don't care if I'm right or wrong.
I live my life the way I feel,
no matter what. I wanna keep it real.
You know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right. Okay, that's 3 out of 3. Here we go. Another one.
Yes, you're not gonna ask me to sing up there. I'm really sorry.
No, I was actually hoping for that.
No!
Alright, let's do the last one, and then after this, we're gonna do our news. You ready? Okay, here we go.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me. You have another in me.
Matter of fact, he'll be here in a minute, baby.
Yes!
Kenny from Miami. Kenny from Miami.
All right, that's 5 out of 5.